Fuck off.
Fuck off. Don't.
How dare you?
Mine.
I can't believe you've done this.
You're not allowed to have things.
It's fucking true.
That did not spark joy. I just tried to light the candle one more time. The match lit and snapped in half as I was doing it, so it just went burning to the floor.
So, how's everybody else doing?
The omens speak.
My candle is lit, not doing well, and baby cat tried to put her tail in the candle flame.
Oh, oh no, heck. The vibes tonight are so hectic.
The vibes tonight are abysmal.
The vibes are fucking cooked.
And the match won't light.
Alright, see you guys next week.
And it's that I cut grass a couple days ago, and then the battery on my lawnmower ran out. Wonderful lawnmower, electric powered. I didn't think it was going to be. Not the point. Point is, battery ran out. I said, fuck it, I'll get back to it in a couple of days. And the grass hasn't grown much, but it is like a noticeable difference from the spots that I mowed a couple days ago and now. It didn't look this noticeable when I was done, and now it's very noticeable, and I'm not happy.
Yeah, bud.
Sorry. I know that's a wild thing to start with. I'm standing in the kitchen looking at the backyard, and I'm like, I'm going back out tomorrow, probably.
Yeah.
Oh my god, 3 times in 1 week. Rest in peace, buddy.
I
right.
Hate fuck that. Cutting grass. Hate it.
You ought to get one of them Roomba
Me
mowers.
Too.
What? You know how expensive mowers. Those are? Dude, those things are fucking expensive. Anyway,
Roomba mowers. Yeah, that's definitely the topic of tonight's session. Anyway. So, welcome
Sorry
back.
To me.
We took a little week off just to let everyone's brains reset. A bunch of us were in St. Louis. A bunch of us had, you know, brains not braining, because that's how brains do. But here we are, back in action. So last session kind of wrapped up the aftermath of the day of the time loops. Jesse talked to Astoria about her visitation from what appeared to be a... maybe a cultist question mark of mother, who had referred to her, to Jesse as sister, and told her that embracing mother was her, quote, birthright. The rest of the party, some of whom did not really know anything about mother up to this point, were filled in on the details. And they kicked off a bit of an investigation. First, looking at the mirror through which the cultist had spoken to Jesse, and ultimately conferring that the magic in use was nephondic in nature. And then getting a little squicked out by the combination of nephondi and the phrase birthright as relates to Jesse, and started to question whether Jesse had been born with an inverted avatar. An investigation into which concluded that she did not, and her avatar was quite normal.
He's a dick, but he's not evil.
As far as we can
normal,
tell.
He's normal, but also, like, really mad about being questioned.
Yeah, he's not super happy that they were like, we might have to kill you, and he's like, bro, what the fuck?
He's very more...
I'm just the guy. I'm just the guy.
How Nefandi work. You can be born evil, unfortunately. And we can't
Jesse
be
and her avatar both doing Italian hands going, what the fuck do you want from me?
Our public image is already bad enough. And, you know.
I'm turning a Nefandi here.
Yeah. During all of that, or I guess at the tail end of that, a bird arrived, specifically a raven, carrying a magically protected message for Miss Naomi Gilmore from the Order of Albrecht, basically saying our previous communique as relates the possibility of Nefandi is upgraded. There are most definitely Nefandi, and they killed one of our boys. Help in short version. A return message was sent in their direction asking, you know, where do we go? Because your sanctum, etc., is stealthy, and they were given a location about 3 days' walk north of Kirkland. Following that, the party met with Joseph at the training grounds and basically gave him a little bit of a crash dive on Nefandi and what to look out for, how to differentiate between Nefandic magic and some of the shit that Astoria does.
Not in public, though.
I am holding on to hope with one hand and a dagger with the other, obviously, that eventually maybe he can just be like, I don't like this magic shit, but it's at least apparent who the good guys and the bad guys are. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I think it's possible. I'm not expecting it, but I'm starting to think it might be possible that he might just recognize there is a difference between good and evil.
Yeah. And outside of that, was essentially discussing an anti-magic militia, essentially.
Yes.
Of the hunters under Joseph's command, if you like, to protect the town while the party is gone. Also leaving behind Bodhi, Allison, and Lachlan, who is going to be investigating spirit magic to hopefully help fend off further intrusions into Jesse's sleep pattern. And essentially had decided that the party would set out from Kirkland in 2 days' time. Excuse me. And with some off-screen preparatory time, bringing us to the present time, where you guys are getting ready to leave. So, as we kick off the session, my very first question is, what did you guys do with your prep time?
I'm glad you asked, because I had a grocery list.
I figured.
Some stuff has been discussed, like fortifying Moltown, getting the little leapfrog charms so that we can give all of the people important to us to safety, etc., etc.
Yeah, I gave you guys a number. And I don't remember exactly what it was. I think I said 10.
I think that covers us.
Which would take up a decent chunk of your time, but it would... it would cover, I think, most of the mundanes you're leaving behind.
Not the morts, because, like, there's 9 of them, aren't there?
J.R., Abby, Caroline, Emil.
So it's those 4. Okay. Naomi's parents.
That's 6.
The 2 in Chase's, employ.
8. Olathe's parents makes 10. Olathe's son makes 11. Astrid would make 12.
Can, given Olathe's shorter sleep,
in that case, it probably would be the 2 employed by Chase that are getting kicked out of the shuffle, but also live or work at Moltown and would basically be told, look, if anything happens,
get them inside the vault!
Pretty much. Like, hey, if anything happens, literally just go into the warehouse, and you'll notice the door is about 3 times as thick as it was last time you were down there. Just that. So that was, I think, the most of what we had discussed before. The additional laundry list is going to be getting with Lachlan, Bodhi, and, God, I'm already forgetting her name. Allison?
Yeah.
Yes. That was where my brain went first, and I was like, no, I don't think that's right. Lachlan, Bodie, Allison, and honestly, probably Dane, if he seems at all coherent. To just talk to them and be like, hey, are you guys, like, cool with this? You know, you're, yeah. The pinch hitters for us here right now. We have to go somewhere. Are you guys, I guess, not, like, asking, will you accept the mantle of protecting Kirkland or anything? But, like, if something bad happens, are you guys going to try to help people or are you running?
Yeah.
In
short, Bodie is definitely willing. Dane is a little fucked up, but seems willing. Allison is probably the most reluctant. She's seen enough of war as far as she's concerned, but she is willing, ultimately, because she's not leaving Dane and Bodie.
And not pressuring her, obviously, just where do you stand?
Yeah. Yeah, ultimately, they would agree.
Okay. After that, it is going to be making sure that Joseph's little private army has at least a handful of, like, silver weapons to go around. A couple of, make sure they have access to torches, basically, whether that needs to be something magically made or not, as long as they have the ability to have fire on a stick when they need it.
Right.
Mostly the silver weapons, because we don't have a lot of silver lying around, and that is going to take magic.
Indeed.
On the off chance of that. And, probably working with them a little bit on this is how you would go about fighting certain things, giving them as much important combat knowledge as Chase has with Two Dots in a Cult about, like, how to not get your shit murdered off by vampires, how to not get your shit murdered off by werewolves.
Yeah.
Really drilling the whole werewolves will continue to regenerate unless you kill the shit out of them until they stop moving. If they are still moving, they are still a threat.
Yeah.
Just, okay. You know, trying to give them a fighting chance so that they don't all get killed by two werewolves.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
They still might, but, like,
they still might.
At least they might be able to hurt one.
Yeah. All right. That's Chase, accounted for.
Yeah.
Is there no one else?
I've got one. The majority of Naomi's time would have been put to making more hoppers for the people, but she also would have found some time to go in and visit Dot and give her an update of what has happened recently for the Nefondic activity and what they're going to be up to, asking if she would be amenable to keeping an eye out on Kirkland while they are gone as well.
Okay. You basically get typical Dot snark back of when is she not keeping an eye on Kirkland, but, you know, Dot's got you covered kind of thing, her usual way of talking.
Well, Naomi's been continuing to go and visit with her and continue to get baking lessons, so seeing Naomi over at Dot's is not that unusual. They've got a decent repertoire, but
yeah.
Keeping her up to date of what all is going on, not that she doesn't already know, but you better be considerate with the changeling.
Indeed. All right. Astoria. Anything in particular during your 2 days of prep time?
I did. How many rolls do we have? Because I did make those. I think that was the end of session. We were talking about everyone's kind of doing something. I made one charm of fuck off Nefandi mommy for Jesse to be used in a circumstance because she doesn't have spirit or mind. So since we're going to deal with Nefandi and she's been plagued by Nefandi trying to get her to join them, having at least an instant use thing would be helpful.
It would. Yeah. Given you're not involved in the teleportation charm making, you probably have enough time for another charm or two. Plus whatever other, like, materials gathering or whatever you might be up to.
Okay. Are we sealing off the sanctum as well? Because leaving our sanctum open is probably a shitty idea.
You know, probably, yeah. That's okay. Like 30 minutes of work for the matter mages we have that aren't involved in making shitloads of charms.
Probably gonna I will also do that then.
Alaitha's probably going to spend some time moving to Coda then.
I figured that he would be with your parents when we're gone anyways. Is that...
Probably.
Decent chance. I mean, leaving him alone in the house is a great way to get abducted. By the vampires that have already proven they can get into our house.
We haven't gotten into our house yet.
They got into our yard.
Bedroom.
But other than that, I'll probably do another couple charms. Do you want rolls for them, or do you want to say that I've got time to make another couple of the same strength?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. How many?
Two.
Okay. Elaine, mark on your sheet, two more charms of, five success charms of fuck off Nafani Mommy.
Well, yeah. So that's three total?
Three total. Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right. Jesse, any particular preparations before trip time?
I don't know. Jesse hasn't really figured out charms yet, I don't think. Or, like, trinkets and shit. I don't think that she's figured out how to make those.
The retcon, we talked about me getting, Prime 3 to make trinkets. If I have all the time, would you be willing to have me make one trinket with those 15? Well, it's 15 successes worth of charm / trinkets, but it was 10 successes of roll. So have one charm instead, or one trinket that can be recharged instead of three charms.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Mark that instead, and you can use Quintessence to activate it instead.
All right. So it is 1 10 success Mind Spirit trinket of fuck off Nafandi Mommy? Or is it 15?
That's a Ben question, because there were 15 total, like, charm / trinket successes. If we were multiplying, it would have been 30 total successes.
Yeah, it's...
But trinkets are 5-1.
Yeah, that. Sorry, I was trying to find.
So it would be at most a 3 success?
Yeah, trinkets 5 suck per 1 suck effect.
Okay, so 3 success worth of yes. Fuck off. Okay, cool.
Not to
30 divided by 5 is 6.
How many successes?
Oh, is it not the 15? Okay.
6 successes.
Because there's also the time difference.
Oh. What do you mean the time difference?
4 hours per roll instead of 2 hours per roll.
Well, we have 2 days, and that's all Astoria is doing other than blocking off the...
Jesse will probably be spending the day staying away from town, or the couple of days staying away from town. Making herself as scarce around people as possible, just on the off chance that these Nafandi cultists decide they want to pull a Vinny and pull up. She doesn't want to be anywhere near town for them to pull up on town.
Valid. She's gonna get so nagged about, like, you've got those charms to call people. Call me if something happens, because you're wandering around in the woods or shit.
Yeah, you know what? She's hunting. She's staying far away from fucking everyone else. She's hunting. I haven't made any rules about it, but I fucking can.
And we respect that. But, like, call if something happens, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. What roles would you like for hunting? Fuck it. Can she fish?
Yeah.
I would love for her to spend this time fishing.
Amazing.
What is that? Dex hunting with her specialty of fishing?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's gonna...
And how many rolls?
Just give me, like, two rolls and we'll call it an average.
What diff?
Diff six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
If you're spending most of those 2 days in the woods, there's going to be a thing that's going to happen that'll not be super relevant.
Okay, well,
but
I said it, so she did it.
Okay. I would
8 successes and then 5 successes.
Perfect. Okay, so you stock enough fish for Lachlan to be drying up some fish for the winter.
Hell yeah.
We can roleplay that one out if you would like. Since you haven't done much RP lately, if you would like. It's not super a big deal, and if we don't get to, I can just tell you. But
sure.
Cool. And that would bring us to Olathe. What doing?
Okay, so were the charm rolls for the frogs separate from the charm rolls the person gets? Or are all mine going towards?
Yeah, you would. What we were discussing at the end of last session had basically everyone able to make those teleporting charms being involved.
Okay, because Jesse probably would have been a part of that, for one. Because she also does have core. But, aside from that, then, Olathe, I guess, probably would be partly getting the tribe ready for, hopefully, when she comes back.
Right.
Given she does have plans for that, given what we found. Possibly working a little bit more with her mother, because I know she went to Arte 2 for life, on if something happens, how to, you know, use plants more effectively in combat, or at least defensively for the town. And if she can have a little extra time with magic, working with her mother on basically adding all around the walls of the town very thick, like thorny, probably blackberry bushes. Things that would make it more difficult for people just to come up to the edge of the wall and get over.
You're putting food bushes on the outside?
Nah, that's fair.
Organic barbed wire?
Yeah, just organic barbed wire. And talk to, maybe probably holly? End up talking to, huh?
Maybe holly or something maybe. Like that. That's pointy, but also not something that is going to lure all of the starving people in a 10-mile radius to us?
Yeah, most of them are probably dead.
Nope.
That's established that they're not. We know people are living in the outskirts, like a mile outside of town.
Yeah, but working on that to make it a little more difficult for at least normal people to get to the very base of the walls.
Mm-hmm. Greenbrier is native to Illinois, so like that would do it. We call those wait a minute briars down here in Georgia, because when you get stuck by them, all you can say is wait a minute while you unentangle yourself.
Yeah, and then probably we'll talk with Chase about, hey, when we get back, I know there's proper wire, like, I don't think Olathe would know what continued wire is, but she'd at least know barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, hey, you've dealt with the technocracy. I guarantee they put some of this shit around some of their places. What could we weave through this?
Oh, I got you, bro.
Yeah.
Microfilament wire. Let's go.
Yeah, like, Olathe wouldn't
cut
know.
Down to the bone.
But Chase would.
So would, I mean, she doesn't have matter magic, but Jessica would be familiar with the tech at least.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, Jessica probably would also be the one that she would talk to. Like, just talk to the two of them of like, hey,
Yeah.
Here's this. So, but at least get that plan and that idea in their heads of, you know, let's make the walls a little more difficult. Both her and her mother have green thumb, so, like, a bit of running around the walls probably isn't too difficult between the two of them.
Valid. And Chomsky had one more thing.
Adding a little bit of extra fortification to Moletown in the event of something going sideways. Naomi is going to be taking out some of the different items that she got from her grandparents' shrine and setting them up around Moletown, like the Shimanawa, the braided straw ropes that were supposed to help repel different spirits. She's going to set that up around the upper areas and around the section of Moletown that is specifically the bunker.
Yeah.
Trying not to exclude the ones that make the home space their home as well, but trying to give a little bit of protection there. The slips of paper she's going to set up. She's still not sure exactly what they're supposed to do, but getting them set up at the very least. And the stone statues as well.
Okay.
So, Moletown has a little bit more spirit fortification at the very least when they leave.
Excellent.
Wanting to use those for the shrine when she actually gets that set up, but for the moment, since they have not had time, they're still set up.
Alrighty. You would have been able to top off from the cairn, and you were there for 3 months.
Okay. It just hit me that I was still technically at zero from that, and I was like, well, that's not a good way to start an adventure.
Also, when do nodes reset? It'd be a couple days left, wouldn't it? Because we said they reset on Sundays or Mondays?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I think this is like a Friday.
What is today's date also? I need to figure out the moon.
It would have been November the 10th on session.
So we're leaving on the 12th?
Leaving on the 12th. Give me 1 second.
Okay, so nodes do reset then.
We're leaving on Sunday.
We're leaving on the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
The 13th is Dark Moon.
Okay.
All right. So,
Astoria needs to be extra careful.
Let's see. That means
they should schedule their problems better.
All right.
Or.
So, one thing that was not addressed, it was discussed briefly in session, but not in this for prep. Are you guys going on foot, or are you taking horses?
I believe we were taking horses and or bikes.
Horses were previously discussed.
Okay.
Yeah, it depend probably partly on the situation with like what kind of condition the roads are in and what the weather's looking like.
Weather is looking cold and probable snow.
Okay.
All right. So Naomi has her own horse. Chase has her own horse. You guys stole 3 horses. Am I forgetting any horses?
We were given some by the duchy.
I mean, yeah, the town has some other horses, so you probably could take one of those. I'm just recalling the specific ones. Okay.
Oh, Letha becomes a horse.
So how many do we have and how many horses?
You have 6 people. The 5 of you plus Jessica.
5 horses?
Yeah.
Jessica can ride Chase's horse, he's going to be defaulting to Mind Link with, No,
could also
be sneaky with the magic army.
I was about to say, realistically, the gays could ride together easily enough. Neither of them.
First thought was turn invisible and fly over the party, but if there's Nafani we're trying to be somewhat hidden from.
Yeah.
The
Olathe could straight up fly.
Yeah, the two of them. I mean, you're not setting off at a full gallop, so it's not an issue to have two people to a horse when it's a tiny person and a not very large person.
How many days travel are we away from this place?
3.
Okay, yeah, 3 days in bird form would be interesting.
That's how you lose your mind.
I got mind one.
Okay. So, the next question is a question of route.
Can I check our options?
You can. More or less, you have a straight north shot. That would take you through the town of Belvedere, or north, and then need to skirt around Belvedere. That is, like, the furthest east outpost of Rockford, basically.
Yeah, Belvedere is a pretty decent-sized town of its own.
Yeah, it's more or less infilled into Rockford, but it is its own thing. There's also a couple of other small towns to the north of that that you guys don't have information on. You could cut east. The most direct route would take you through Genoa or around Genoa and then take another road north. You would pass in or need to get around then the town of Marengo. And then probably the small town of Harvard, which is due west of where you're going. It would probably cost you at least another day and a half. You could just cross country. Avoid the roads entirely. It would just definitely take you quite a bit longer to get there.
Well, we could take the route north from Kirkland and take a little bit of the country roads to cut right.
Mm-hmm.
And just bypass the edge of Belvedere.
Yes.
Like, that really wouldn't cost us any time.
Yeah.
And if we take that and then route 3 north, we end up in Harvard still, but it lets us avoid Belvedere and Marengo as well. We kind of skirt between the two.
Yeah.
I guess, are we heading to Milwaukee itself, or?
No.
That's a better question of where are we actually kind of heading?
Just west of Harvard.
Oh, they're not in Wisconsin. They're in Illinois.
Where they're meeting you is not in Wisconsin.
Oh, well then, yeah. Go straight north from there, cut right onto Route 4, cut right from Route 4 up to 20, and then follow Route 3 mostly north until we hit the edge of Harvard or wherever west it is that we're meeting them. We would avoid most cross country and be on 2-lane road for pretty much all of it, as well as avoiding most of the interstate and stuff like that.
Route 4 to 20 and then 20 east. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, cut north until there's a little county road that cuts onto does like a straight right into Route 4.
Yeah.
Go a little bit down Route 4, you can cut right again, go around and over, and completely avoid Belvedere itself.
Right. Okay.
Basically end up going by Twin Farms.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought you were saying.
Yeah. The most we'd really kind of have to probably deal with would be going through Garden Prairie.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, with that knowledge, Olathe probably could plot that out and then mind link it to those who want the route in case something happens.
Well, I mean, still have Jessie check on this stuff because she can see more.
Yeah, see more.
But that would be the route of least people, at least. In the olden days.
I would like to look about it.
Okay.
What's my diff with my rope?
And the sanctum.
And the sanctum. Does that make it a 4?
That should make it a 3.
Probably a 3.
Yeah.
4 successes. That's so Jesse.
Okay. Okay. In short, every route has its dangers. There's a strong possibility of ambush on most routes north. You get glimpses of essentially raiders. People who have decided that the best way to not be dead is find people who have stuff and take said stuff. At first glance, a gaggle of people on horseback looks like a gaggle of people on walking food. So most roads have some kind of strong probability of someone trying to grab you. One second. The overall vibe of Belvedere isn't great. What you can kind of see as the options going there is encountering a semi-functional town, but not one that is particularly friendly to outsiders. So staying at a distance from that makes an awful lot of sense. What else could I give you?
What about Garden Prairie?
As best you can tell, Garden Prairie is safe for the moment. So,
Jessie's going to share all of that information that she sees and not make the fucking decision.
Well, Aletha, I guess that puts it back to you, because you know the area and have a rough idea of how passable these roads might still be.
Aletha kinda, it's gonna depend on how much snow. It's not like anyone's gonna be out plowing, so which road it is makes less difference for that. It's just going to be a little easier on the horses to have a firm path rather than that, since the roads should be raised a little bit. At least some of it should blow off the top.
I mean, I'm willing to trust your decision. Whatever, if you think that's going to be easiest on the horses, town can always make use of these horses, so we do kind of want to make sure they get back in good shape.
Well, I think this is our best chance at it. The other way is breaking cross country, and then there's a lot more issues as well as the different creeks and small rivers. I'm guessing if we run into issues, probably a lot of them are going to be around those areas where people can make, for lack of a better term, choke points. There's a reason tolls used to be along rivers a lot. People had to go through them.
Ready to get moving if you are, then.
I think so.
Alrighty.
And Aletha's going to be dressing in layers and instructing anyone who may be a little unfamiliar with the cold of Illinois to do the same.
I was about to say, hopefully everyone is.
Yeah.
Jesse is in layers of her own, but then on top of everything, one of Lachlan's thicker coats.
Smart.
He got any extra of those?
I mean, if you ask, you're basically family.
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 Family. A few different sizes, because winter coats were one of the things that we went out of our way to grab several racks of.
Yeah.
You didn't need
back at the Target.
I was going to say what.
This fucking reason right here. Mostly asking about the Lachlan one because Target probably doesn't have the 4XL tall that he has.
That's you are correct. However, he did have his own fucking place for a while.
And it was Lachlan for the wear it like a fucking dress.
No, literally, Jessie right now. It's like she's got like a layer of her own, another layer maybe, and then just this giant thing on her.
So, important question then. Are y'all not wearing armor?
This does not count as armor?
I mean, I guess it depends. Are you wearing armor the entire time you're on the road, or intending to armor up when it looks like things are going to get dangerous?
Story was wearing armor the whole time.
So I'm assuming, I assumed Aletha was wearing armor. She may throw a jacket on, like, over top.
Yeah.
But.
Also same.
Mostly joking about actually snagging one of Lachlan's jackets, although that could probably fit over the armor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's.
I mean, none of y'all have fucking plate. What you're wearing is not too difficult to pull a couple of jackets over top of.
I mean,
was
it's
not plate?
It's like half plate.
So I was under the impression that it was.
Chase had started his stuff, his designs for it, from being allowed to examine Seth's armor, and Seth's armor was very specifically a combination of plate and chain.
Right.
So it would probably at least be like a breastplate and chain shirt underneath, chain pants.
Does everybody have that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Jesse would have her armor on.
What are the stats for that again? I suppose I don't have that on my sheet.
Right, I also didn't have it written down. I didn't know that Jesse got it.
It was because there wasn't one, like a specific one for it. We had just been using the full plate stuff, which was soak of 5 and a dex penalty of 2. You can spend 1 point of quintessence to remove the dex penalty for, I believe it was 1 hour. And it's also got matching shields that have the same thing. They are, I think, 4-2 shields.
4-2, penalty of 1.
Penalty of 1, and spend a point of conceal to negate that as well. Yeah.
Then I need to check with Ben to make sure, because I need to note down the additional changes Olathe made to her own.
Alright. So, you guys set off in the morning, riding north under overcast skies with 5 horses and assorted familiars tagging along, presumably.
Oh, yeah.
There's a small party at the west gate as you guys ride out of it before turning north, of assorted families, etc. Russell, a couple others who know you guys well, basically came along to see you off. And it's... it's very much a sending our people off to war and hoping they come back kind of vibe. No one is particularly excited to see you leave. But so it goes.
We had definitely clarified why, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to triple check there that we've told these people, hey, we might have a lead on what the fuck happened the other day, and that's why we're going to be gone for a while, and that we weren't just leaving these people for no reason.
Exactly.
It's very public knowledge. We're going out to go hunt whoever did that. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to triple check that one.
Okay. So you guys ride north for most of the day without too much really happening before you cut west, or east rather, to hook up onto Route 4. As you get closer to Belvedere, it is getting later into the afternoon by this point. You can clearly see smoke rising over the town of Belvedere in a couple of dozen spots, obvious at this distance. Looking like either chimney fire or bonfires, etc. It doesn't look like the kind of smoke you would see if the town were burning down. It just looks like at least the city center is occupied. You guys haven't really had occasion to visit Belvedere, and its proximity to Rockford has encouraged you to stay the fuck away. But there absolutely are substantial signs of human habitation there. Charby, you have a question. Or wait, no, Sting has a question.
Sting has a question. When we activate our armor and or other trinkets and things like that, are those self-contained, or are those also going to be kind of like little flares to the Nefandi?
It would probably depend on how powerful the person looking for you is. I've kind of laid out in the past, like, extra prime utility. The level of prime magic you have kind of determines your ability to detect magic.
Okay, I guess better question, a way of phrasing it. Do they flare more or less than a normal casting?
Probably less.
Okay. But they do still to some degree.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that also include charms the same way?
Yeah, you're still setting off magic. If someone is, you know, carefully scrutinizing for magic, they're still going to notice a wonder or a charm or something going off. Provided that they are good enough and happen to be looking when that happens or tracking it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if it's more or less of an issue if we do it, so.
Hard to say. Too many variables.
All right.
So, as you guys turn east to not ride straight up into Belvedere, and hook onto Route 4, and then to one of these interstates. The snowfall begins to get quite a bit heavier. And the wind picks up. Within an hour, and as it approaches nightfall, those of you who have lived in this kind of area for a while are beginning to recognize the beginning signs of a blizzard. This might get really hairy continuing forward.
God damn it.
Your current route, though, has the town of Garden Prairie in your route, and maybe 20 minutes of riding ahead. Where you could easily enough take shelter.
We're trying to be sneaky about magic, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to cast a bubble of fuck that.
Well, I mean, there are various little homes around along Route 20.
There are.
We could either continue on, or there's things like I see a thing called Susie's Garden Patch. I'm assuming there's a home attached to that.
Looks like it.
So, depending on how bad this is there any kind of smoke or light coming from there, or...
There's not.
And do we want to continue on to town, where there may be people and we don't know how hospital... they'll be, or try for just one of these homes? Because the decent chance the Garden Patch might even have, like, a barn.
Can I see if anything significantly bad happens if we stop?
Is that not the magic use we're trying to avoid?
Yeah, I mean... Let's just be careful and look into this barn thing and hope there's actually a barn. Because that'd be nice for the horses. And for not having to go into any towns that may or may not be friendly.
Looks like there's a brick house and a red outbuilding. It's a bit back from the road and across the railroad tracks, but... Otherwise, there's homes all along here that have, like, garages attached, which would also work.
Okay.
I'm voting we find some, like, either that place or another house with a garage attached outside of town on the way in.
Kind of same.
Because at this point, like, you guys can't really see details other than there's buildings up the road that way. It's getting dark and it's approaching whiteout. You don't have the bird's eye view unless you're sending a bird's eye view.
Funny you mention that.
Indeed.
We do, in fact, carry one of those with us at all times in our inventory.
We do, in fact, have a tactical bird's eye view.
Tactical bird incoming.
Yeah, man, specifically. Yeah, I'm going to send Taryn just to see if there's anything up there.
So you guys do ride, if you're continuing to ride forward, you would see a cluster of houses along the edge. But you would see a sign by the road that says Susie's Garden Patch and a dirt road going north leading somewhere. You can kind of see the shapes of buildings towards the end of that patch. But Taryn going ahead, battling a little with the wind, because even for a demon crow, this is pretty potent. He does spot what looks to be two houses, several large greenhouses, and a very large Quonset hut-looking building that would probably serve fairly well as a barn. Probably had farm vehicles parked in it beforehand, back when that was a thing. But if you're not taking the horses into the house, that is probably the safe place to park them.
We should probably stay with the horses so no one steals them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, the house with the attached garage. But
this is a very large-looking house. I'm going to just assume it has an attached garage, but you're also talking about five horses. Even hobbled five horses takes a lot of space. Putting five horses in even like a two-car garage is probably questionable. But that is for you guys to figure out. So Taryn comes back with that information and passes it to Astoria via brain link.
It looks like there's a place up ahead. Pretty large house. Might be okay. While he was up there, is it possible to use... visions. The activation of visions, specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, just like Sphere 1 visions. Does that ping?
Theoretically, yes, but barely. I had actually written it out a while ago when you guys were hiding from the Risen Kingdom. An Arate 1, the magical traces from an Arate 1 activation dissipate almost immediately. Unless you have like an uber primomancer looking at you, even then it would give them maybe an hour to be checking this exact spot to know that you activated a vision. The odds of someone detecting an Arate 1 ability getting activated are pretty fucking slim.
I can try and check it for magical traces through Taryn. or we can just go check it out. I know we're trying to stay on the down low with magic right now. What do you guys think?
I mean, if it gets caught, it means they're right here.
And I might be able to work with you to help cover the traces of it. Because, Ben, with using Prime, we should also be able to help cover that, correct? Even from that detection?
Theoretically, yeah.
So, yes?
Let's try it.
Yeah. Why not?
It's nighttime?
It is.
Huzzah!
It is essentially sunset at this point.
Is it essentially sunset or is it sunset?
Like, there is light coming over the horizon. It is not pitch black yet, or things would be getting a lot shittier for you guys.
Well, Aletha has four successes to help conceal this.
Okay. Is it nighttime enough for it not to ding me an additional one difficulty?
Yes.
Huzzah! Okay. I've also got four successes.
Okay.
So what, one into effect, three into cover?
Yeah.
So that's
and I'm
seven
using
cover.
I'm using my familiar bond to look through, so it's not a mind effect or anything.
Okay. And which vision are you activating?
I am specifically activating Prime Vision, so that I can kind of suss out if there is any sort of, like, magical effects lingering in the area.
Okay.
And my Prime level is 3 currently, for whatever usage of your chart you need for that.
Yeah. And you had how many successes?
I have 4. Okay. And Aletha had 4 to cover.
Okay.
Whatever is not needed for that, I can also put towards covering.
There are no immediate signs of any sphere magic being used here.
Any residuals?
No.
Okay. I don't see any magic. I don't see any residuals. I mean, that mostly just covers that, though. Actually, people with magic, like us, typically glow a lot
mm-hmm.
through Prime Vision. Any of that?
No.
Doesn't look like there's any, like, excess quintessence in the area either, so... Safe as it can be from a first look.
By this point, the weather has picked up to the degree that it is necessary almost to shout to be heard in conversation.
I'm sorry, I'll adjust that. Hey, guys! I think it's okay to at least move forward cautiously.
Cool. Well, in that case, I'm gonna go knock. Because I feel like us being a surprise in the morning is probably more likely to get somebody shot than the very understandable. Chase just kind of turns and gestures broadly at Blizzard.
Fair enough.
And, okay.
Riding up to the house, yeah?
You said there was a house and how many outbuildings? And no barn, right?
There's hella outbuildings. It looks like 4 of them are very large greenhouses. There actually look to be 2 fairly large houses side by side. Another long, indiscernible-looking outbuilding next to a giant Quonset hut.
Some of those look like they might be big enough for us to get 5 horses into, right?
Yeah.
Well, house first. Before we just roll into somebody's outbuilding.
Yeah. Okay. As you ride north, and come up in front of the house, you do get a little bit of a respite from the weather, because there's trees on your left and a house to your right, and that forms a little bit of a windbreak for you. It's still cold as fuck, though, and your ability to see much outside of 5 feet in front of your nose is rapidly diminishing. Chase dismounts and knocks on the door.
And yells.
Yeah.
Like, friendly. Just, hello? Hello?
No response.
Clearly it's rude people who live here. That's out of character.
I'm gonna continue banging on the door for, like, at least a minute or two before we start breaking in, just to make, like, just to be sure.
Okay.
I'm assuming nothing changes after a couple minutes of loud banging on the door, though.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Lockpicking time.
Okay.
Gonna kind of... I guess we're not getting too far apart in the darkness and whiteout conditions, so hopefully people are staying close enough for Chase to wave them forward. And then Dex streetwise or subterfuge, so same dice pool for me.
I believe we had used streetwise for lockpicking in the past.
Phantasmical. What diff?
Diff 7. Did you mean Phantasmagoria? Haha, Slanesh. Slanesh? Wow, I can't talk.
Slanesh.
three successes.
How many?
Three.
Okay. Takes you a second.
Oh, wait, two, because dice penalty. I'm not going to be taking a shield dice penalty, because he's not going to be holding a shield while he's doing a two-handed task, but still got the armor.
Still got the armor. All right. It really takes you a second. You're not totally sure you're going to get this. Kind of start getting the rising feeling of frustration of, maybe I just kicked this thing in. No, that's a bad idea. It's going to let the cold in. And then finally, you feel a little click.
Little bastard.
And, you feel the lock give way.
Well, since Jessica seems to still probably have a hard-on for being the first one through the door, yeah?
Probably, yeah.
Jessica has had a hard-on for going through, being first through the door for a while now, and she's welcome to it.
Okay.
But, open door. Come in pretty quick behind her. Well, probably let Jesse through second.
Yeah, Jesse's absolutely going in second. J-team, enter. Go, go, go.
Yeah, and,
Jesse,
in that case.
Oh. Yeah.
Gotta be last through. Make sure that, Naomi and Astoria and the familiars get in. And then go in last and shut the door behind him.
Okay. Yeah, Jessica does her pretty standard crossbow out, breach the door, and clear her corners. Like she would have in the olden days with a rifle.
Astoria is usually part of that as well.
Probably like third in the stack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesse's much less refined than that, and as she walks in with shield and fucking spear, I guess, harpoon spear, she's gonna continue yelling for people through the house. She's gonna go, "Hey, yo, we're inside!"
No response.
Honestly, Faith supports it. On the off chance they didn't wake up, if they hear us loudly announcing ourselves when we get in, it might still be salvageable.
Yeah, like, Jesse's making sure to yell, "We're coming inside now!"
Okay. As you enter the room, everything appears pretty normal. Everything is covered, though, in a thin layer of dust, including the floor.
Good.
Also, dead people live here.
So there's no sign of footprints on the floor. The dust on tables and chairs and the couch hasn't been broken. And the fireplace is cold and empty.
Dead people don't live, Jesse.
It looks like the last fire that happened burned down to ash, which was never removed. But there is no obvious sign that anyone has been moving around in here for a bit. At least a couple of weeks.
That much dust?
Could be as long as a couple of months. Hard to tell at first glance. So, did anyone specifically not come in the house?
Were we distinctly bringing the horses in right now?
Oh, yeah, we...
Though Leifu would probably at least be staying with the horses, because someone should.
Sounds good.
Naomi would as well.
Which means probably Chase would.
No, I think Chase would go in. He considers himself to be probably the most appropriate first person to go through the door, but, like, that doesn't mean he wanted to be, but he does recognize that he should be going in with the team. So yeah, going in, sweeping the house, and then probably looking for a door to the garage so we can get that shit open from inside.
Okay. That's easy enough. There is a what looks to be a 3-car garage kind of off to the side. Currently occupied by two pretty basic consumer sedans that have been sitting there since things went tits up. Nothing fancy, like just a couple of Kias or something like that.
You can put them in neutral pretty easily, right? And move them?
Hopefully.
If we take this rope back, we should juice them. You know, once we're done, then we can cast big stuff again.
That'd be like a beacon, like a real big one.
Theoretically, we'll have resolved that by the time we're on the way back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hopefully.
We'll be able to do big stuff again.
We don't know how many Nafondi are currently out there.
No, we don't. But
Naomi's outside. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Aha. We'll figure it out. We'll make that call when we get back. But,
Yeah.
After 9 months of being able to do as much magic as I wanted to whenever I wanted to, I've got to say, there's a certain time limit to how long I'm going to be living in fear of these people. Freedom has been nice.
Yeah.
So, sweep the house. Are any of the outbuildings... I mean, I guess it's probably cold in the house anyway, because...
Quite.
If there's been no power for 9 months, it's probably been cold enough that it's just as cold inside as it is outside. We just don't have wind, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in that case, it doesn't seem to be making a huge difference which building we spend our time in, so... sweep the house, and if there's nobody home, we pick one of the biggest outbuildings we can find where we can get all the horses and all of us in, and huddle up from there.
I mean, with the 3-car garage, do we need that?
6 people and 5 horses is probably a lot even for a 3-car garage.
I mean, but you said the garage was attached, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we could shove all the horses in the garage and go our separate ways and find bedrooms for ourselves and...
I mean, the house has a fireplace.
Yeah. Or, yeah, just unroll some sleeping bags around the fireplace.
Like, Olathe and Astoria, I assume, both have the stuff to start that without magic.
Yes.
Before we do get completely settled in, time check. It's dark, but, like, it's also winter, so that could just be fucking 5:30 at night.
yeah.
Is it super late? Have we been at this for, like, 10 hours since we left, or is it...
Yeah, it's about 9 o'clock. You're all pretty fucking tired at this point.
Okay, so it is well after sunset.
Dark o'clock. And, yeah, you guys would have been riding basically the entire day, and you're all pretty tired about it.
Well, do we check the rest of these outbuildings just to be sure, or do we, hope that the amount of dust and the fact that it was locked means that no one's here and no one's coming in. I mean, it does look like enough dust that it's realistic to say no one's been here, but...
Give me 1 second. Milo, would you mind checking that?
Check the other buildings?
Yes, please.
Alright. Fine.
Thank you very much.
Taryn can go too.
Okay.
Amen. Vance is coming in with Chase and getting warm.
Milo is liquid cat and can be pretty subtle about it, at least.
Liquid cat freezes into a frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what way to throw him away?
With Samson in the house, give me a perception investigation from the goodest boy.
I'm assuming River's probably still in Olathe's bag.
Good at
it's
that.
It's fucking cold out there. She's not getting out there. What the fuck? Within a few minutes, you hear back from Milo and Taryn that all the other buildings appear empty. And about as untouched as this one. Doors are locked. There's a pile of firewood outside the house, untouched for some time. And all the signs that people were in fact living here at some point, post-change, but not currently. The fields look to have been harvested. The greenhouses have plants growing in them as best they can. Most of it has died from lack of water. But there's some weeds and stuff that got into the soil mix that are hanging on in there. But nobody else around. What you got for the Samson?
What diff?
Diff 7.
Is this spotting clues? Would that count?
No.
Okay. 4 successes.
Okay. Chase, as you are conferring with the others about, you know, moving the cars out of the garage, you know, getting the door open, rolling the cars out of the garage, bringing the horses in, taking saddlebags and such off the horses, wiping the horses down, hobbling the horses, et cetera, et cetera. This is a whole ass process. Probably being guided by Olathe and Naomi, because Naomi is hashtag horse girl at this point. She's sure made it a thing. Samson wanders away, which is unusual, but not super unusual. He walks back out of the garage, back into the house. And the last you see of him for a little bit is Sniff Sniff. He is on the trail. He makes his way upstairs to the second store of... I'm sorry?
I'm following him, obviously.
Okay. And stops outside a door. What looks like a normal, ordinary bedroom door. Sits and looks back at you while kind of pawing at the door. And whines a little bit.
Gonna open the door for him.
Okay. He pushes through once there's a crack and makes a beeline to the center of the room. This does look, in fact, to be a bedroom. Was a bedroom. Is a bedroom. Is it still a bedroom if there's nobody in it? Question for the ages.
Is there a bed in it?
There is, in fact, a large bed of the, like, one of those obnoxiously, ridiculously large California queen type business, or king business.
We love those. They're great.
Perception alertness. Diff 7 from Chase. As Samson sits by the edge of the bed and looks at it with his head cocked a little bit sideways.
Chase, why do you have to be like this? I don't need that +3 to my perception dice from last session, that's for sure. Zero.
Brilliant. Chase, spotting a large California king bed with all the wonderful covers and pillows and blankets, barrels into the room and does the old spin and backflop onto the bed. And realizes, once he's done so, in this dark room, that there is something annoying and uncommonly hard poking him in the kidney underneath those covers.
Is it shriveled up mummified dead people?
What does Chase do?
Well, step one, Chase is going to be grateful that he has his breastplate on still. Just in case. Step two is going to be stand back up. And step three is going to be catch the covers with tip of sword and exercise way more caution than he just did a second ago and throwing covers back.
Okay. There are 5 people, or what used to be people, under those covers.
Because they froze to death in here.
If you had to guess, that is mom, dad, and 3 kids, ranging from about 2 to maybe 12, 13, all cuddled up under the blankets and dead as fuck.
All right, Samson. We're going back downstairs. Okay. Back downstairs. I guess we're at the point of saying that the house has been cleared and we're going to group the whole group together, yeah? We've been grouped together.
You come back downstairs to find the garage door being pulled down. The horses hobbled and at least mostly dried off at this point. And the door closed and everybody inside. Presumably somebody's collecting some of that wood to start a fire.
Nobody's going upstairs. Understood?
Was I right?
I don't remember what you said.
Except dead people live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking figured.
Yeah.
Any signs of Nafondi involved in their passing?
No.
Well, that's a small positive then.
Looks like they've moved recently.
You know, they didn't move when I laid down on them.
Oh.
Yeah, they were under the covers. Nice big, you know, like the California king beds.
Fucking gross.
You just lay down on them?
They were under the covers.
Oh.
I saw a nice big bed. I said, oh, thank God. And then I said, oh, God, what's that? And then I saw them.
What, you didn't see the lumps in the covers?
It's dark. How many fingers am I holding up?
How many fingers is he holding up?
Five. Probably just his middle finger.
If it's dark o'clock in here, nobody has announced that they have a light source out or active. Can she actually see how many fingers Chase is holding up?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
And it probably is just his middle finger.
It is just his middle finger, but like we're literally fumbling in the dark because no one's mentioned a lamp yet.
I have a light, thank you.
Yeah, well, that's a magic thing that we're not supposed to do right now. So.
Astoria has dark vision.
Okay, there it is. Astoria can see. When Chase says, how many fingers am I holding up right now? It is, in fact, two. And
snarky
it
answer from Astoria. Two?
Cool.
You hey, can't see it, fuck? But there's a shit-eating grin on her face.
Well, maybe you would have noticed the lumps. Either way,
it's okay, HP. We ain't gonna hold it against you. Wish you could take a fucking shower, though. You got dead people germs.
Are we really? Do you want, like, details?
No.
Is that how I'm gonna, like, get back at you for giving me a hard time right now?
How about we have a couple people go grab firewood?
I'm on it. So Jesse is gonna shrink a little bit because, like, Chase has been erasing memories for her. She's gonna be like, I'm sorry.
J Squad goes to collect firewood.
We can talk about how their
brain cell. Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Right now, Chase's thought is push me a little further, and we're going to talk about how their kid's about Caroline's age. Like,
I know Lisa's trying to defuse this a little bit because she can hear it in Chase's tone.
He laid down on corpses. He's not having a great time right now. Huh. Anyway, Naomi, my hands are very cold.
Come here, I'll hold them.
And Chase is going to find a fucking couch to hold Naomi's hands and let someone else deal with firewood.
Naomi's also going to call Samson over to help.
Samson makes the best lap blanket.
Yeah.
For two people.
He's even shaking out all the snow by this point.
Yeah.
Are the horses going to lay down at some point, or are they going to stand all night?
Horses stand. They don't...
They sometimes lay down.
Do they sleep on their feet?
Yes. typically. Yeah.
They typically sleep standing.
That's wild. I hate that.
It's usually not a great sign when a horse is laying down for long periods of time because it has too much weight to really be able to handle laying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It has to stay on its feet, and if a horse does not spend time on its feet and continues just laying down, they actually have to find slings for it, because otherwise it'll crush itself.
They basically suffer obstructive sleep apnea the same way that very obese people do, because there's too much pressure on their lungs, so they don't breathe.
Wild.
But I also just don't like horses, so...
Can't relate.
Horses are neat.
Some of them are dicks, but generally...
Vicious creatures.
Has someone been tossed by a horse? Is there a story there? Anyway.
No.
Who hurt you, buddy?
Has someone seen the video of a horse eating a bird?
I have.
Yeah, they're just vicious creatures.
They are weird. All right, so as you guys settle on the couch and J-Squad heads off to collect firewood, Milo also makes his way over to the couch and parks his pseudo-furry butt basically across Naomi's shoulders and settles in and kind of quietly, well, probably actually in Naomi's mind. Something off about this place.
How do you figure?
Not sure yet. Just feels weird.
If...
And then he yawns.
But also, Milo does have Earthbond, as well as Soul Sense and Death Sense, if those end up becoming relevant.
Yeah, that is part of why he can tell that there's something weird about this place.
Got it.
I don't know what it is. It is weird. Anyway, I'm going to sleep. And he does. Like a cat. Few minutes pass, and J-Squad returns with a teetering mountain of firewood that they then dump near the fireplace. Alright, it's really fucking cold, so fire?
Yeah. Aletha will get that started, unless the story takes it over first.
Oh, well, go ahead. Oh.
Someone check the chimney first.
Jesse will do that. Jesse also knows how to start a fire. She's got 3 dots in survival.
Okay. Whoever is starting a fire, give me a dex survival.
Chimney check. First,
yeah.
Chimney's fine. Shutter open?
Chimney's fine.
Yes, the shutter is in fact open.
So Elena's used to doing this at home, so well, at her old home.
I'm just figuring this is where we find out that the people upstairs did actually just die of like smoke poisoning in their sleeps because they didn't close like the completely mundane, stupid answer is what's going on here, after all. I'm, you know, I'm just checking for that one, just in case.
4 suck, assuming div 6.
Is it div 6?
Yes.
Also 4 suck.
Okay. Some of the wood is a little damp. Some of the stuff that was kind of, like, right on top getting snowed on. But with a little work and rearranging of things, you're able to get a pretty solid fire going. And before too long, the living room is, well, if not quite comfortable, definitely a lot better than being outside in this blizzard, which is rattling the windows in the house at this point. So, now what?
Did Naomi say anything about Milo's weird feeling?
Hasn't been a whole lot of opportunity yet. Not everyone was back in.
They are now.
So after the chimney's been checked. By the way, I know it's not a whole lot to go off.